And the fifth is Geula, which is in the Shira that the Jews said by the sea. And the words are Shira Lashem Vayemru Lamer. So what does that mean? What's the significance of these five acronyms? That explains that the Avaida, what's the Avaida of a person? The Avaida of a person is in these three lines of Torah, Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim. That's a person's main work in this world. But the idea is that this Avaida should transcend all limitations. You said the whole point of Avaida is that a person works his way up gradually. Right. And yet, it should be in a way that it transcends all limitations. How does it transcend all limitations? First of all, it should be permeated with the Avaida of Tshuva. That what's the whole point of Tshuva is that the neshama should return to its source, which is the world of Atzilus. So to reconnect to your source, the world of Atzilus, which is actually the idea of the fourth level, it's the fourth world. So these three avodas of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim needs to be permeated with the connection to the fourth level, the fourth world, the world of Atzilus, which is not bound by the limitations of this world. And even higher than that, the Inyan of Geula, which is the fifth acronym and alludes to the fifth level, which transcends all limitations, not just the limitations of this world, it transcends all finite limitations, even spiritual limitations, is the fifth level of Geula. That's, his Avaida should be permeated with and done with from the aspect of his yechida. So when a person achieves the level of Geula in his Avaida, so even though he's doing the same work of studying Torah and davening and Gemilas Chasadim, doing for others, doing the same work, but when that work is permeated with tshuva and ultimately with Geula, which is the fifth level of the soul and the fifth level of the divinity, which is beyond all limitations, then a person is actually working and operating within the rules of the finite world. He's operating on a finite level, growing and progressing on a finite level, and yet he's doing all of that from a position of being above all limitations, all limitations and constraints of this finite world. So, the Rebbe says, let's reframe this in another way of saying this, that the person's avodah from the bottom up, ani l'doidi, so where's the bottom? When you say the bottom up, where are you starting from? When you say the bottom up, you assume you're starting from your own human limitations and the limitations of the world. That's where you're starting from, right? And then you're going to work your way up. The Rebbe says, no, you don't start from there. That you start right away from the higher level. You're starting in your progression on the way up. You're starting from a level that transcends all measurements and all limitations. What does that mean? How does that happen? He says, because it's coming from a person's true essence, his true inner reality, which is his neshama, which is a chelek aleikam imal mamash, and even higher than that, from the level of neshama of yechida, which is yechida liyachtach, which is totally unified with the Eivishta, Yisrael v'kutshabricha kulachad, the Jew and the Eivishta is all one. So that's what he's talking about, the fusion and of the two avedas of ani l'deidi v'deidi li means that you're not, when you're bottom up, doesn't mean you're starting from the bottom of, starting from the position of your finite limitations, but even your bottom up, you're starting from the, you're starting with your point of departure is starting with the level of your yechida, of starting from the reality that you and the Eibishter are all one, and therefore not bound by the limitations of this world. So the Rebbe says, based on this, we can explain the kasha, the shaychus, the chaydish el, the parashas re'eh. How is a person's avod of chaydish el supposed to be b'shleimus? How is he supposed to reach this perfection of unifying the two aspects of anila deidi v'deidi li, that his avod should be in a way of without limitations? So the which means, how is that possible? That means the finite person has to start from a level which is above finite limitations, by revealing his true essence and his true reality, which is that he's one with the Eibishter. He says, so that's the teichen of Parshas Re'eh, Re'eh Anochi Nesim Lefnechem Hayom Bracha. That as a hakdama, as a preface to a person's efforts, the first thing he has to be aware of before he starts dealing with, as it says in the next pasuk, the bracha comes if you do everything God commands, and the opposite comes if you don't do everything He tells you not to do. If you do if you don't keep the things He tells you not to do, so before a person starts even dealing with issues of mitzvah asay and mitzvah lo asay, what to do, what not to do, the first emphasis is on the tremendous loftiness of the human being who's approaching this whole Aveda before he even starts. And how is this expressed in the words of the Pasuk? He says, Re'eh is to tell the person that you need to know that you're not, don't think that you have to begin your Aveda starting from the level of Shmia, where godliness is something that's distant from you, and you're stuck, you're a finite being stuck in a finite world, and you have to work yourself up gradually. No, you need to know, before you even start, you need to know that you're shaykh to Re'iyah, to seeing, you're on the level of Re'iyah of seeing godliness, and not just seeing godliness, but Anochi. Anochi meaning God Himself. And you should know that this is something that's nice, and this is something that's given to you, and it's given to you in a generous fashion. And this is something that's given to you lefnechem, to your pnimius. That's your true innermost being, your true innermost essence. And in the way of hayoyim, of revelation, of light and revelation, and in an eternal way. Bracha means that, and what's given to you is all matter of brachas, the revealed blessings, and as we said, the after the word bracha in the pasuk is the reference to divine blessings that come in a concealed way. But the point is that the general approach of a person to his avoda, which is ani l'daiti, it's my job, I have to do the work, there's no handouts, no free rides, I got to do the work. Right, but how do you approach the work? That the way of approaching the work is from the knowledge and recognition that in his innermost being is given the revelation of God Himself, and through that, even the work that he does from the bottom up has to be done on a much higher level. He can be starting from not just operating as just another human being here, has been a much higher level, up to and including the level of being beyond all limitations.